Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, it has been a day of celebration after Kelly Harrington's Olympic semi-final triumph this morning guaranteed her at least a silver medal. Attention is already turning to this Sunday when Kelly will box for gold. So what will be her strategy in the nervous days between now and then? Well, we're going to get some words of advice now from former world featherweight boxing champion Barry McGuigan. And Barry, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Before we go on to what might happen on Sunday and what will happen in the intervening days, what do you make of what Kelly Harrington has done at the Olympics so far?
Well, she was fantastic. I watched her in the Paris qualifier, and she really is coming into her own. She's 31 years old, but she's very experienced. She's very versatile. She can come forward and go back. She's a sharp puncher, and she really is a good all-rounder. So the coaches have done a fantastic job. The sparring and the international competition that she's got has really made her really sharp at the appropriate time. And, you know, she beat an Italian, an Algerian, a Thai girl in a close fight in the semi-final, and now she fights this girl called Beatrix Ferreira from Brazil in the final. They're both world champions. Kelly won the gold in 2018, and she missed the 2019 World Championships, where the Brazilian girl won the World Championship. So it's a really tense affair, and the Brazilian's a hard puncher. She comes forward, she's a banger, but I think Kelly will be able to cope with that aggression, because she's very good at nullifying attacks and coming back herself. So I think it's going to be a close fight, but I think Kelly can win it.
How big an aspect will the mental part of this be when it comes to the match, do you think, Barry? Because there's so much pressure, or you would imagine there's so much pressure on her.
Well, there is pressure. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of pressure on them. But they've both been to the pinnacle of their sport. As I say, both of them are world champions. So they're used to dealing with this sort of pressure and big events, and you know, the bell rings and you got to get on with it. But it's essential for Kelly to win the first round, because if you lose the first round, you're chasing, and it's very difficult. It's always an advantage to whichever boxer pips the first round. However close you win it, getting out in front is really important, because you know the other one's chasing, and then you can force it to change your technique and her style and make mistakes, and you can counter. So I hope she gets out of the blocks quickly, gets out in front and holds on to her lead and wins by a wide margin.
Well, but so
I think this is going to be a close affair.
Yeah, and that does seem to be the analysis across the board, that they're very, very well matched. Today is Thursday, so she's got Thursday, Friday, Saturday before the match on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. What can she do between now and then to prepare? Is it about resting, studying her opponent?
No, she's just freewheeling. She has done all her hard work. It'll be a little bit of timing, maybe a little bit of tech sparring or light sparring between now and the fight, but very little, and just keeping her as sharp as possible. And then there's the other issue of watching your weight, because she's come down from light welterweight, which is 64 kilos, down to 60 kilos. So she's got to watch that. And it's just basically freewheeling and ticking over and keeping sharp and keeping her mind free and just thinking positively.
To what extent will her coaches and the people around her try to keep her cocooned from all the attention that she's getting here in Ireland, for example, or perhaps over in the Olympic Village as well? You know, does she need to be kept away from
that? I think, you know, the World Championships are different to the Olympics, because you mix them with other athletes. And I captained the Irish boxing team to the Moscow Olympics, and you're mixing with, you know, athletic people and rowers and bowlers and all that sort of stuff. So it is a different environment, but it's also a nicer way, an easier way to relax, because, you know, it's not just a boxing environment where you're thinking about boxing 24/7. She's just about, as I said, both of these girls have won the World Championships, so they know what's expected of them, and it's all just as I say, freewheeling and ticking the boxes and just freewheeling into the weigh-in. Once you get the weigh-in in, because it's the last weigh-in, you're not weighed again the following day, so you can afford to put on maybe another half a kilo or whatever and have a little extra bit of sweet stuff. So, which will always make them feel better and sharper. So I wish you every success. I really hope that she does it and replicates what Katie Taylor done. It's the same weight division, and I think she can do it.
Well, that was going to be my final question to you, Barry. How would you call it at this point?
I think she's more versatile. The Brazilian girl is aggressive, but she doesn't have a plan B. I think Kelly has a plan B. It's going to be a close contest, and anyone can win, but I'm sort of backing Kelly, and I really believe she can get across the line and win the Olympic gold.
Okay, well, we're all certainly backing her. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, Barry McGuigan.